Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm losing
weight. He's a bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be excited about being with me, Jim Clifton, back on the show. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim is the CEO of the Gallup Organization, the global polling company that's an icon. He's the author of The Coming Jobs War, which is absolutely a book that you must have. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a couple of years. And he's my friend, Jim Clifton. Welcome back to the show.
Well, that's great. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Okay, Jim, I want to talk about something that you said and did earlier in the last week or so, an article you wrote about unemployment. But before we get into that in the next segment. Before we do that, I want you to help me, help my audience understand again how unemployment is calculated, how it's dealt with in the United States is in the terms of measurement. This is something I've talked about on the show quite a bit before. I have on a number of occasions about the difference between U3 and U6. I've talked about it on the show. So my audience knows a little bit about it, but I'd like for you to tell us the best about the way you think this is done.
Well, Jim, you have a very astute audience, so I apologize for going over something that they already know. But so few people know this. I mean, I'll be at dinner with big bankers, and think that unemployment is calculated by people filing for unemployment and those kinds of something mm-hmm. that's absolute.
Mm-hmm.
Labor does a survey every month of 60,000 Americans. It's a big survey. That's a big survey, 60,000 Americans. And then they calculate how many people would like to have a job that don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and that's the U3 rate, right? That's what they call U3.
Yeah. But here's the thing, that the denominator is I'm making the quote mark, are the mm-hmm. number of people in the workforce. So that means that you've got to either have a full-time job, a part-time job, or you looked for work within the last 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
My problem with that is that you and I both need full-time jobs, but let's say that we lose our jobs and we've got 10 hours a week, mm-hmm. Working at the Dairy Queen. We're not counted as unemployed, and
right.
we are as unemployed as we possibly doesn't count that.
So if we're unemployed or underemployed, we don't fit into it. Folks, the one of the things I want to point out that Jim just told you was this is also called the household indicator, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
It's the household. They call households, and they just whoever answers, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, whoever answers the phone, they just ask them, okay, who's working, who's not working, and the person on the other end of the phone answers the question. They write that down. They do all this calculating and extrapolating, and then they report it as if this were from God. This was unemployment news from God.
That's right. Now, I do want to defend, which I very rarely do, people that work in the federal government, but I do believe those people are doing exactly what's expected of them.
Well, and the other thing we should say is this isn't something that just happened since Obama or Bush. I mean, on
exactly.
for generations. The other, let's talk quickly before we wrap up in this segment. Tell us about the U6. Now, that was U3. What's called U3. The other rate, which is the one that I subscribe to and that I've told my audience about, that I think, but we almost never hear about it unless they hear it from me or you. U6. Tell us about that.
Well, U6 counts those that are underemployed,
mm-hmm.
and those out of the workforce, but they are hopelessly unemployed, so they haven't looked within the last 4 weeks, but they wish they had a job.
And underemployed too, right?
And the example I was given, like if you and me, if we're out of work and we're at the Dairy Queen, but so that number is somewhere around, kind of 11%.
Yeah.
But that's the real number. Now, if you take that times the number of adults, which is 50, you get about 25 million. 25 million Americans woke up this morning with a real big job problem.
Yeah, yeah.
What we say is the jobs just got better again. Mm-hmm. The reason they got better is because the size of the workforce is shrinking. So many people are going, oh, what the hell? Work anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm 63 years old. I'm just going to give up now. Mm-hmm. But you see, the more it shrinks, the better we're celebrating exactly the opposite of what happened.
And when we come back, Jim pointed that out in a very specific way in the last few days, and caused a little controversy. We'll talk to him about that after these messages. 20 Tail, right back with Jim Clifton.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.